Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, this is Lana from Talent Press of the 11th Sarajevo Talent. Today we have here with us Patricia Dintino, a producer and a participant of Pack and Pitch program here at the Sarajevo Film Festival. Welcome.
Hello everyone, and thank you for having me here today.
So for the beginning, could you tell us something more about the project you are here to represent, just in a few words, the story you want to tell?
Yeah, basically it's a adaptation from a Hungarian novel, which was a big issue in the 90s because it was really about a foster home kid who was abused by the caretaker, and she escaped the home, met horse trading gypsy family, and so it's basically we are following her story and we are developing a coming of age drama from this story.
When did you first come across this novel and this story, and how did you and your partners and decide to tell it?
Well, the first time I read the original novel was 2013, and I was working as an assistant producer on an American pilot, and besides me there was another Hungarian filmmaker, Zsófia, who is now the director on this movie, and this is where we met, and we really discussed this project, and slowly, we started developing, and now we are working together on several jobs.
And after you managed to make this film, what are you hoping for? The reactions or the discussions you may want to open with this?
Yes, we really want to raise the attention of people how they are really a bit neglect, or it's a topic that we like to probably, you know, skip or not really touch, because it is inconvenient, it is not pleasant how these kids are raised, but on the other hand it's very much part of our society, and it is something that has to be developed, or at least in countries, I think also here and in the region, and definitely also in Hungary, there is so much to do about it. So we hope that this is going to engage the audience and raise questions and further debates. But also we think that, or we want to create a film that can travel artistically and to festivals. So this is what we are hoping for, yeah.
What is the situation in Hungary, since you come from there? Are these stories being told, or would this be a new experience for the Hungarian audience?
I mean, I think there are certainly more documentaries made on this kind of topics, and that is why we want to try to give it a fictional coat in a way, so that we really just loosely adapt these facts that happened, but really make it in a aesthetics of film that everyone can probably more enjoy it, or visually it's more exciting and it's not just coming across the facts. So this is what we are planning, and I think this is something that can be new also in Hungary. So
let's go back to the Pack and Pitch experience itself. Yeah. How do you see it the past few 7 days, and did you find it helpful?
Yes. So I really think that I might be a little bit old for the talent section, I feel. But on the other hand, I really feel that here it's very much like a family kind of experience, and it's much more relaxed than the bigger markets. So in that sense, it is very good and relaxed to talk to everyone, and you have way more, like, lot more chance to talk to people that you would never be able to approach on another kind of networking or market place which is a lot bigger or maybe, you know, more senior. So for that, I really find it useful, and I met amazing people also among the talent section and our tutors on the Peck and Pitch. So I was working with them closely to prepare our one-pagers and also the pitching. That was very useful, and yeah, unfortunately I got sick, so that was not part of the plan, but otherwise it was a really nice experience, so I would really recommend it for everyone.
What support did you manage to gather so far for this project, and what are you hoping to get in the future?
So we firstly presented this project in the incubator program, which is a so-called like first director's pitch run by the Hungarian National Film Fund in Hungary. And there we got, we didn't raise money, but we got this extra prize for development workshops, and that we could go with the Midpoint FAMU development course last summer. So this is where we developed the script, and it was extremely useful. And there we got a prize to present our project at Connecting Cottbus, and that was also a very useful experience. We were still a little bit early at that stage with the project to present it at the market, but we already had negotiations from Czech Republic through the market. We are just waiting on the Film Fund's further development decision. So I just submitted the application again to the fund before I left to Sarajevo. So by end of September, I hope to know a lot more. So I'm very excited.
Okay, Patricia, wish you good luck with your project. And thank you again for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
This was Lana, and you were listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.